At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They're young and they're old, and all have two things in common. They're creepy paranormal experiences, and they live in the USA. No matter what you believe, it just can't be ignored and it can't be dismissed. Not when it happens so often, like this. Go away, scary. Lebanon, Missouri, USA. May 2021. Jeanette lived in Missouri at this time with her family and described what happened in her home when she was about 17. She lived in a home with a few people and had her younger brother George living with her as well, and he was only about 2 or 3 years old at the time. The house that they lived in was rumored to be a home in which the previous owner had taken his own life in the attic where his office was. That office was situated roughly above where her little brother's room ended up being. While living there, it was very quickly that George became sensitive to a presence in the home that he started to call Scary. The family started to believe that George could see Scary and was often terrified when he saw him, and it made everyone in the house uncomfortable. George would sometimes look at a random spot in the room at any time of the day or night and show signs that he was getting uncomfortable. And then he would say things like, "Go away, Scary," or "Night, night, Scary," to make Scary leave. It was as if whatever George was seeing never wanted to hurt George, but that its presence made him uncomfortable, and maybe, just maybe whatever it was curious about how he was the only one that could see him. It went on like this for some time, until one night George woke up screaming at the top of his lungs. Then he got up and ran out of the room through the baby gate into the corridor and fell over. He started to cry, and Jeanette, having heard the scream and the commotion, immediately woke up as she had the room next to his. She rushed to pick him up and comfort him, looking around to see if she could see anything as she yelled out for the mother's help. Jeanette found that she struggled to get the words out. "Mom?" she called. Her mother came running around, asking what had just happened. She explained what had happened, and then her mother took George to his room and rocked him on the chair comfortingly. And all the while, little George kept saying, "Go, Scary. Leave. Night-night time. Goodbye." The family believed that maybe the stories were true, and that the man who died, who they all ended up calling by the name of Scary, may have gotten a little too curious and close to little George, which frightened him. The family then moved a short time later, and George hasn't seen him since. I love hearing your true creepy stories. I think we all love the creepy and the strange, and that's why we're here. Ghosts, demons, UFOs, aliens, cryptids, urban legends and more. If it's creepy and weird, it has a home here. Dress in the Theatre Room, Navarre, Florida, USA, sometime in the 2000s. Larry shared a story with me about an incident that happened to him when he was about 12 years old. It happened in Navarre, Florida, while he and his family had traveled to visit his grandparents. His grandparents had previously lived nearby them, but they decided to move away to Navarre about a year later. His grandparents' home was enough for what his grandparents needed, but as the house was just a single story, he and his 9-year-old brother didn't have much to do. As a result, his parents decided to take them downtown. They saw some of the sights in the town and checked out the local shops. They were enjoying exploring the local shops when the family came across a 5-story historic museum. As they entered the museum, the owner informed them that they would be closing in 5 minutes, but at the same time told them not to be pressured to leave, which seemed a bit odd. Being keen to explore the whole place, Larry was eager to get to the very top as he didn't want to miss anything. He asked his mother if they could go to the very top before the museum closed, and she said sure. They headed over to the elevators and went up to the top floor. On the way, they saw a lot of historic outfits, including some of the old uniforms that people would wear in the old days. Of particular interest to Larry were the uniforms that people wore if they had to carry hazardous waste around. Larry said that the most intriguing part of the upper levels was that there were 3 white walls with an old movie theatre and seats inside. On the back wall, where the movies were projected, there were clips of old fights of Western showdowns playing. Larry was watching for a little bit, then he turned around and saw a window in the room. He noticed that there was an art museum across the street, and while admiring the view, Larry suddenly started to feel an icy cold pressure pushing on his shoulder. It was almost as if someone was trying to grab his attention. Larry, confused, turned around and at first didn't see anyone. Then he noticed the back of what looked like a woman's dress run behind one of the movie theater walls, but it seemed to fade like a mist trying to take shape. Larry got chills all over him. Now, it was difficult for him to describe, but Larry said that the woman's dress looked kind of weird. It looked kind of old-fashioned and it seemed to be in between a solid and mist form. Being 12 and brave at the time, Larry chased after the figure. But when he got there, there was nothing. He looked behind the wall and into the corridor. There was nothing there either. Where could the woman have gone? He then ran outside into the hall of the place and into the very room next to where they were all sitting. This was the only other place a person could have moved to. Again, not a single person there. The next thing he did see in that room, however, gave him chills and has still chilled him to this day. In glass cases, there were 2 mannequins wearing 19th century dresses. One had the exact same kind of dress he had seen in the corridor only moments before. These are all real stories that happen to real people just like you. These people have shared their experiences with me, and now I'm retelling them to you. If you'd like to share your experiences, please get into contact with me by email or through our website. Off they marched. Axton, Virginia, USA, circa 2010. Andrea told me this story, and it happened a short time after she was married. They married in 2010, and they moved into a beautiful home that they both loved. It was built on some land that had several old farmhouses surrounding their property, and she said that the scenery was simply amazing, with open fields and greenery all around. They had settled into living there, and a few months after moving in, she arranged to have an evening out with an old friend of hers, Mary. They decided to make it a girls' night out, and plans were put in place to travel into town. Andrea kept an eye on the weather throughout the afternoon and was a little annoyed that it had been raining. She wasn't going to let the rain dampen her mood, though, and headed out with her friend. The rain had stopped later in the evening, but because of that rain, by the time they returned home late at night, it was dark, foggy, and a light misting seemed to hover in the air outside. Her friend lived in a house on the same property, being that there were several houses that were essentially on the same land. As a result, all of the houses there shared a common entry road. The road to their houses was about half a mile, or 800 meters long. And when the road split into different directions to each of the separate houses, you had to travel the same distance to the house again. Now, these roads weren't lit, as the roads were mostly dirt roads and they were on the farms. Traveling them at night in the dark had to be done very, very carefully. Andrea said that her property was a big hotspot during the American Civil War and is built along the path that the Confederates took to Danville, Virginia. So the place had a bit of historical value as well as being beautiful. Her and her friend were driving home along the road, with Andrea behind the wheel. They chatted as they went along and they spoke about the night and what their plans were for the coming week. Andrea drove along and soon turned down the road that led to their properties. In the faint glow of her headlights, she could just see the section of paved road ahead that bordered a huge field to the right of them. Focusing on the road, Andrea saw nothing out of the ordinary. She was focused on the road when suddenly her friend Mary, who was talking and looking out of her own window, gasped. She called out, "Stop, stop, do you see that?" Mary then fell silent, her eyes fixed on something in the field. It took Andrea a few seconds to focus her eyes and try to see what Mary said she could see. Then when her eyes focused, she could see it clearly. There in the fog, in that field right beside them, she could see several soldiers marching. As they marched along, they looked to be less than a meter apart. But as they moved along, Andrea tried to count how many there were, and she lost count at about 50. There were 50 soldiers there. Andrea and her friends sat stunned and totally silent as they watched the marching soldiers for what to them seemed to be forever. They sat in awe, fear, and in shock. And it wasn't as if the soldiers saw them or were marching towards them. They just seemed to be marching in line. She described them as being the clear silhouettes of people, some of which were slumped over, and most of them looked like they had rifles pointed out in front of them as they marched. They never missed a beat when walking, and they all walked in the same rhythm and timing as if they were sneaking up on someone. This was the first and last time she would see the soldiers on her property, and to this day, she has not forgotten it. This show is made possible by people like you sharing their real life experiences, so please feel free to contact me. Thanks for joining me on this creepy adventure. Until next time.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.